Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Appreciate your business. Thank you for the business. I hope you're telling your customers that. Cliff Inico is our guest. He knows about saying thank you. He's the author of the eBay Marketing Bible and eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, but also he's helping a lot of folks find franchise opportunities. Cliff, talk to us about some of the ugly stuff that you've seen, some of the mistakes that you've seen people make in buying franchises.
Well, first of all, the first thing you should do, make sure that an attorney or somebody else, a business advisor, walks you through the franchise agreement. That's a big thing. A lot of people just roll over and sign these things as they figure, oh, it's non-negotiable.
Oh, yeah.
You can't change anything in it, which is true. I mean, the franchises don't like to negotiate their documents because they are required by law to make sure that everybody has the same deal. These agreements, though, are not there to protect you. They're designed to protect the franchise against a rogue franchisee. You know, every franchise gets one once in a while. Somebody who signs the paperwork, opens up their store, and then does whatever the heck they want to do. And they mess it up, they make mistakes, and it gives the franchise a bad name. That person is a franchise's worst nightmare. It is a cancer that brings the entire system down, and they got to get rid of that person. They do not want that person to have a lot of rights and a lot of defenses and stuff like that, which is why these agreements read the way they do, why they're so onerous and one-sided and, frankly, a little scary. Have somebody, for a fee between, you know, $500 and $1,000, you can find somebody to sit down with you and actually walk through the agreement and explain to you. Now, here on paragraph 9.3, it does say that if you default, you have to give up your firstborn child, you know, that kind of thing. You know, make sure that you go in with your eyes open and that you're aware of what it is you're buying into. The second thing that I think people need to do is really, really focus on the people. Do you buy these people? At the end of the day, that's what you're buying.
And you need to meet them as soon as possible, too, don't you? I mean, so you
correct
because there's nothing better than the face-to-face opinions and attitudes
correct.
That you get, is there?
Exactly. You want to meet them, and you also want to talk to as many of their franchisees as possible. If you're buying a franchise that has only 30 franchisees, let's say, talk to every one of them. Don't just talk to the one or two that are closest. Interview them all. Do not be afraid to ask the same questions over and over and over again, because it might just be that 17th person who says something a little different than the other 16 people did, and that'll wake you up to a problem.
And if you're getting in on the ground floor, and if the price is, you can't believe the price, there's probably a reason for that, isn't there?
Well, there's a trade-off in franchises. The only franchises that you can afford are usually ones that don't have enough experience to do what they're doing. That's kind of the catch-22 of franchising. You know, a franchise that only has a $20,000 upfront fee is probably an early-stage franchise that only has 10, 20 franchisees. They're still building their model. They're eager for new franchisees, and that's why they're offering this at a bargain price. Mm-hmm. The more established a franchise gets, the more expensive it is. Burger King, I think, now wants $250,000 just to talk to you. Now, I haven't looked at it recently, but last time I looked, it was somewhere in that neighborhood.
Well, McDonald's is probably $1 million at minimum.
Probably now.
If there even is a place you can get a franchise. I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big thing, is finding a territory that isn't saturated with burgers.
Right.
But the early stage franchises, again, look at the people. Do they have experience in the industry? Do they know the business? Do they know how franchises work? You know, have they been there a while? Also, look out for franchises that are too dependent on one person. I did a franchise just recently. It was an Italian fast food concept. And, I mean, the whole franchise was this one guy who was admittedly a brilliant chef. He had some amazing recipes. He actually made the stuff himself. If you bought a franchise, he would actually fly out and help you open your restaurant and stuff like that. You know, the trouble is, though, what happens if this guy has a heart attack?
Right.
He drops dead.
Yeah.
You know, the whole franchise system is on this guy's shoulders. There's no death.
One of the most important things that you said, though, was this part about doing the references, reading, you know, and you know what? I would want to know about who the people were who failed, Who have you sold a franchise to that failed? I'd want to go talk to them. I'd want to find out why did they fail.
A franchise is required to disclose. If you look at the FDD, there's actually a section of people who have left the franchise for one reason or other. Make sure you call all of those people. Now, sometimes these people are bound by confidentiality agreements. They're going to say, "Well, it just wasn't right for us. You know, we didn't put the time in that was necessary."
Right.
But keep probing these people. You know, find out. Did the franchise give you what you expect? Were they there when you needed them? If you needed follow-up training, were they there? Did you call the toll-free number? Did anybody answer? Those are the kinds of questions. Did you get the support that these people promised you?
Right.
That's what you're buying. You're buying their support. And if these people don't return phone calls, I don't care how good the food is, you're going to have a problem.
Well said. Give us the website quickly one more time, Cliff.
www.succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
That's where you can find all his stuff, books, and also his franchise information. Hey, thanks a lot, Cliff. We'll see you next time.
It's always a pleasure.
Cliff Inico. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.